FAQs, Ontario's Shift to a Nodal Market, written by Emily Merchant, and read by an automated voice.
To modernize and deliver more efficient markets and ensure customers have reliable electricity at the lowest cost, i.e., ESO's Market Renewal Program, or MRP, will transform Ontario's energy markets by shifting to a nodal market with a formal day-ahead market as well as a virtual market for the first time.
The market design changes summarized below will introduce more transparency into the price formation through the reporting of nodal LMPs that account for the congestion costs, instead of reporting a system-wide price and handling congestion costs through out-of-market payments. The MRP also will introduce more competition and certainty for market participants through the introduction of a formal day-ahead market as well as a new virtuals market.
Read on for some frequently asked questions on the key changes happening in IESO. In May, with the introduction of the Market Renewal Program, IESO is
shifting to a single schedule market, establishing one schedule for both pricing and dispatch. Shifting from a voluntary day ahead clearing process to a formal day ahead market, or DAM, that is financially binding. Moving away from out of market congestion payments to locational cost of congestion handled in nodal LMPs. Adopting nodal pricing for all generation resources and dispatchable load customers in the real-time and day-ahead markets, replacing the single-price system. There will be about 970 generator and load nodes when the MRP goes live. Introducing price-responsive loads, a new participation type for load customers. The pricing for non-dispatchable loads will remain uniform across Ontario but will better reflect the congestion costs of delivering energy across the grid. Introducing a new zonal-based virtuals market that will be financially binding. Creating the framework to support financial transmission rights.
While this feature will not be available at the May 1st launch, the introduction of nodal LMPs and location-based congestion prices sets the stage for future FTR support.
Providing 35 new public reports. Key dates. This section includes key dates and go live details for the market renewal program.
When does the IESO MRP go live? On the morning of April 30th, IESO will announce whether the MRP will launch on May 1st.
Real-time and pre-dispatch data will be published. Pre-dispatch data will be published at about 2:36 a.m. EST.
On the morning of May 1st, IESO will announce whether the day-ahead market will operate on May 2nd for the market day May 3rd.
On May 2nd, day-ahead market data will be published. On May 7th, price-responsive loads will come into effect. On May 8th, virtual trading begins. Market participation information. This section includes information on market participation requirements. Do you have information on minimum market participation requirements, for example cash/collateral requirements?
For this information, see the guide on prudentials.
A prudential support obligation will be determined separately for physical transactions and virtual transactions, informed by all activity in the day-ahead and real-time timeframes. A market participant authorized for both types of transactions will have two separate prudential support obligations. Data publication information.
This section includes information on data publication nuances and data accessibility in the IESO sandbox/test environment. How can I access data in the IESO sandbox environment to familiarize myself with the data before market go live?
Public site, https://reports/publicsandbox.eso.ca/public/. Gateway sandbox, https://gatewaysbx.eso.ca.
How to access the data, https://www.eso.ca/media/files/ieso/document/library/market/renewal/market/participant/testing/connectivity/testing/iesogateway.pdf. Will IESO keep publishing data in ESD and not EDT when the clock moves forward? IESO will keep publishing data in ESD, but the DAM process timelines will follow Eastern Prevailing Time, or EPT.
Pricing data. This section includes information related to the reporting format of LMPs, reference nodes and maximum/minimum price limits in the real-time market.
Will IESO publish nodal day-ahead prices ahead of the nodes going live?
Nodal day-ahead prices are available in the
IESO sandbox environment
before go live.
YES Energy already has this data flowing into its products. Note, this is just test data that is meant for market participants to familiarize themselves before the MRP go live.
Timing of newly created or updated data IESO reports.
May 1st is the first day of real-time market operation and the first day of real-time report publication. On May 2nd, market participants will submit day-ahead market dispatch data. The first day of day-ahead report publication for the trade date is May 3rd. Will the pricing data be reported by locational marginal price components for both nodal and zonal prices? The day-ahead and real-time LMP price reports will include the LMP loss and congestion components for the more than 900 generator and load nodes. The zonal price reports also include the LMP loss and congestion components. See more information. How is the hourly Ontario energy price, or HOPE, going to be calculated after MRP? After the MRP implementation, HOPE will be replaced by LMPs, and contracts will be settled based on those LMP prices. HOPE's global adjustment, or GA charge, will continue to exist following the implementation for Ontario.
What's now the reference node in IESO?
By default, the reference bus will be the Richview Transformer Station. If the reference bus is out of service, then an alternate station will be chosen as per the prevailing system conditions. Is there a maximum or a minimum price in real time in Ontario post-MRP? The settlement floor price is -$100 per megawatt hours. The maximum settlement will remain at $2,000/megawatt hours. Resources still can offer as low as $2,000/megawatt hours, however. Transmission congestion data.
This section provides information regarding the availability of transmission constraint data, whether FTRs will be tradable in IESO, post-MRP and transmission rights, or DR products. Will IESO, post-binding constraint data? Yes, after MRP, IESO will publish real-time, day-ahead and pre-dispatch binding constraint files.
Unfortunately, the data will be published on a 6-day lag on its public site. Read more about the day-ahead binding constraint shadow price report, the real-time binding constraint shadow price file, and the pre-dispatch binding constraint file.
IESO will publish day-ahead and pre-dispatch security constraint files on a more real-time cadence, but this provides visibility into the constraints assumed in the day-ahead clearing engine and pre-dispatch engine.
Read more about the day-ahead security constraint report and pre-dispatch security constraint report. Will shift factors be posted? Not directly.
IESO used to publish an annual loss penalty factor report. Per IESO, loss penalty factors are used to account for the incremental change in transmission losses as a result of the change in output from a resource, including generators, loads, and interconnections.
While they sound similar to a shift factor, the range of 2024 loss penalty factors is 0.911.22.
IESO says the dynamic loss penalty factors, which will be calculated in each pricing pass of the calculation engine, can be determined using the LMP reports, P37.
Will there be an FTR product? No, there will not be a financial transmission rights or FTR product.
IESO offers and will continue to offer a transmission rights product that market participants can use to hedge risk.
Transmission rights are traded at the zonal level, not the nodal level. Will financial transmission rights still settle on the real-time price, or will they settle on the day-ahead price? Under MRP, financial transmission rights will be settled based on the day-ahead congestion prices instead of the real-time price. Virtuals market.
This section provides more information on the new virtuals market in IESO, including the number of tradable nodes, price formation, and data availability.
How many zones will be tradable in the virtual market? Ontario has 10 electrical zones, but only 9 virtual trading zones. The Bruce and Southwest are combined into one Southwest virtual trading zone. See
IESO's Introduction to Virtual Traders report
for more information. How is the virtual zonal price calculated? Virtual transactions will be settled with the virtual zone prices, which is calculated as the load-weighted average of the LMPs at all load points within the zone. Load distribution factors will be used to determine the weight of each LMP in the virtual trading zone. Like with other prices, day-ahead market and real-time virtual zonal prices will be calculated and used for settlement.
Pre-dispatch zonal prices will be provided for information purposes only.
How far back will the virtual price data be available?
IESO is launching a virtual market for the first time on May 8.
Test data for the new virtuals market is available in the
IESO sandbox site.
Will there be uplifts on virtuals similar to other ISOs in the US? Will there be monthly or weekly settlements for virtuals?
There will be uplifts on virtuals. Due to the DAM reliability scheduling uplift, virtual transactions can be allocated a portion of the cost of DAM megawatts and DAM GO generated in PASS 2, reliability scheduling and commitment of the DAM calculation engine for every megawatts cleared in the DAM. Virtuals will be settled hourly and invoiced monthly.
IESO will continue using monthly billing periods for settlement of the physical market, so virtual transactions will appear on the monthly invoice.
Invoices will be issued 10 business days after the end of the billing period. The market participant payment date is the second business day following the issuance of the invoice. The weekly invoice will continue to contain only settlement amounts for the transmission rights auction. Emily Merchant is a director of product at YES Energy in charge of setting the vision and strategy for YES Energy's power signals, quick signals, and trading regions products. Emily has over 14 years of experience working in the energy industry. Prior to YES Energy, Emily worked at Navigant Consulting, eSource, Energy Trust of Oregon, and GDS Associates. RTO Insider is a wholly owned subsidiary of YES Energy.